Good morning and welcome to Trinity Chapel. We are blessed today to have the baptism of one of our students, Sarah Sandmeyer. And we begin our worship with the singing of hymn 241, He That Believes and Is Baptized. Please rise. Please be seated. I invite you now to turn to the rite of holy baptism. You'll find it on page 133 in the front part of your hymn book, page 133. And please join me there in the versicles and exhortation. Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In Him we live and move and have our being. We are buried with Christ by baptism into death, just as He was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. As many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into His death. Baptism also now saves us through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Beloved in the Lord, in the Word of God we learn that from the fall of Adam we are all conceived and born in sin and condemned to everlasting death. But we also learn that the Father of all mercy and grace has sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to save sinners, in order that all men, women, and children might come to the knowledge of the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. He has entrusted holy baptism to His church as a means of grace for our salvation. Our Lord has testified, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And he who believes and is baptized will be saved. And therefore, according to His command and promise, we receive Sarah into the Christian church through the washing of regeneration, and we beseech our Savior graciously to receive her and to shower forth the power of the Holy Spirit so that she will be given the new birth of faith, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is good and right.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to the Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who came to His disciples and said, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. And today we hear the lesson that you'll find printed on our little sheet for today, taken from Paul's letter to Titus, the 3rd chapter, beginning with verse 4. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that having been justified by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. When I was a seminary student on campus, one of our professors was teaching both in the seminary and here at the college. He was teaching a religion course here. And he assigned us seminary students a very interesting project. He lined us up with one student from his religion classes here at the college, and we were supposed to sit down and interview them. And I still remember the young lady I interviewed. She was about a head taller than me, which is probably most of the women at the time. And she was about a head taller than me, and I sat down to interview her. And during the interview, before we actually got into it, it was going to be kind of a fake interview to teach me how to evangelize. I started asking her some basic questions. The two questions that our professor had wanted us to ask the students were these. The first one was this: if you died tonight, what do you think would happen to you? And in the course of our conversation, I brought that up. And she said, well, I really don't know. I'm just not totally sure. I'd like to think I would go to heaven, but I'm not sure. The second question that I was to ask her was this: on what basis do you expect that, if you do expect to go to heaven, on what basis do you expect that God will let you into heaven? And she again kind of stumbled at it, and she thought about it a little bit, and she said, well, I've certainly tried to be a pretty good person. I don't think I've done any really big bad things wrong. I've led a fairly clean life. I know I'm not perfect, but I guess nobody is, so hopefully, I guess God would think that I've done enough. Now, those are just natural responses we have in us. If you took a clipboard out and went out in the neighborhoods up here in the hilltop and just went door to door, the majority of people would answer those questions the same way. I hope I go to heaven, and I think I've tried to be a good person and hopefully have done enough. We like to think about getting to heaven ourselves like climbing a ladder. And if I do enough things, it's kind of like each rung that I do, and hopefully I finally have done enough that I reach God in heaven someday so that God will ultimately let me in. St. Paul, in the little reading that we have today, talks about the works of righteousness that we have done. And what that means is all the things we think we can do that are so good before God, these good things that we do. The trouble is, if we look at this ladder of trying to climb ourselves to heaven, if we really are honest with ourselves and look at the ladder closely enough, we will see that the rungs are rotting, they're cracking, they're made of balsa wood. Just think of how often, when I was a little child, that I lied to my mom and dad. Just think how often that I have had selfish ambition and selfish thoughts that's there to glorify and to please me. How often my eyes have looked at things that God clearly would say are wrong. That's just a little bit of a start. If any of us think that somehow by climbing the ladder of our goodness that we're going to reach God in heaven someday to be let in, we are going to fall miserably into the abyss. Listen to what the Bible says about people who look at it that way. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There is no one righteous, that means good enough to be led into heaven. There is no one righteous, not even one. So this ladder that people try to construct to God is going to fall apart. But thanks be to God, God has constructed a ladder that goes from heaven down to earth and has reached us. It is a rescue ladder. And it's through the work of his Son, the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh inside of Mary's womb, lived a holy, perfect life in our place, took his body and ultimately died on the cross, where God the Father poured all of his just anger against every sin that you and I have ever done in our whole life and crushed him with that justice for us so that all of our sins could be completely paid for before the throne of God. And through faith in that Savior, now we have the promise of going to heaven. This is the ladder that God from heaven has extended down to us on earth. And where that ladder touches us is where the gospel comes to us, where this wonderful news about Jesus comes to us. And it's for everybody here today. Where that ladder touches us, the Word of God, and today as we see as well through the waters of baptism, there the Holy Spirit causes us to grab onto that ladder, and God takes us up ultimately to heaven. So that, as Paul says, we should become heirs of eternal life. Just think of that. You maybe have some pretty awesome things you're going to inherit from your parents and grandparents someday, but how about that? Eternal life. Life forever with God and with the angels. You inherit it. It's a gift. It's a present. Just because your gracious God has been so kind to you and dropped this ladder down now into your life. Listen again to how that ladder has reached us. According to his mercy, Paul says, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, baptism today is not us somehow trying to reach for God. It's just the opposite. It's God reaching down to us. And as we now observe a baptism, let us each be reminded of that wonderful gift in our lives. Amen. I'll ask Sarah to come forward. Please bring your book. Please turn again to page 134. First of all, Sarah, receive the sign of the cross. The merciful and eternal God who alone saves from all evil and who graciously called you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in life, in light through our Savior Jesus Christ, deliver you from the power of darkness, sin, death, and Satan, and preserve you in his faith and truth now and forevermore. Amen. So, Sarah, I'll ask you these questions. Do you renounce the devil and all his works and all his ways? Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in God the Son, the Redeemer of the world? And do you believe in God the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life? And do you wish to be baptized? Sarah Marie Sandmeyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is customary in the church to use the Apostles' Creed at a baptism. Let us now rise and join together in confessing with Sarah this faith into which she has been baptized. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We pray. Almighty eternal God, our heavenly Father, we give you heartfelt thanks that you continually preserve and increase your Holy Christian Church, and that you have now led Sarah to receive the washing of the new birth to eternal life. We pray you to preserve her in the grace of baptism so that she may grow in faith, walk in newness of life by the power of Christ's resurrection, and finally receive the inheritance of the saints in heaven through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Receive the baptismal blessing, Sarah. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth of water and the Spirit and has forgiven you all of your sins. May he strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. The Lord preserve your coming in and your going out from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Thanks be to God. God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. He, because I could not pay it, gave my full redemption price. Do I need earth's treasures many? I have one worth more than any that brought me salvation free, lasting to eternity. Satan, hear this proclamation. I am baptized into Christ. Drop your ugly accusation. I am not so soon enticed. Now that to the font I've traveled, all your might has come unraveled. And against your tyranny, God my Lord unites with me. There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring. Even there I'll sleep secure. Through my flesh awaits its raising. Soul continues praising. May the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless and preserve you. Go in peace. Congratulations. It's for you to have, by the way. The chairman of the Board of Regents. All right, ready for some pictures?
Yeah.
Good.